Hello, and thank you for calling into customer service. My name is Dee. Can you provide me with your zip code so I can pull up your account, please?
78114.
Give me that zip code once more.
78114.
78, okay.
What company is this?
We service several different online companies, so as soon as I'm able to pull up your information, I can see who you've done business with. First and last name, please.
Tawny, T-A-W-N-Y.
T-A-R-R-A.
Yes.
Verify your address.
1250 Romer Lane, Unit A, Floresville, Texas, 78114.
Looking over the account, I see that you placed an order for the Keto Ascend on February the 28th.
For the what now?
Keto Ascend and the Keto Ascend Cleanse on February the 28th.
No. Nope, I did not.
Okay, so did you authorize this charge?
No, I did not authorize this.
Okay. So is there anyone in your household that may have used your card without your knowledge?
No.
Okay.
I do know that I've had people that stole my identity and tried to open up accounts before, and I had called the police and made reports about that.
Okay. So we take credit card fraud extremely serious. What we'll have to do is go ahead and get you over to the fraud department. What they'll do is open an investigation and obtain that IP address from where the purchase was made, send it to the local authorities, and press charges.
All right.
Give me just a moment. Let me get you over to that department. All right. Just to be on the safe side, are you sure that you didn't make a purchase where you paid shipping and handling of?
Yes. Now that I'm looking at the bottles right here, but when I signed up for it, it never said anything about it being a membership. I thought I paid the shipping and handling, and I was done.
I'm glad I was able to ask you again because that would have been really, really ugly. So what has happened is you paid shipping and handling on a 14-day subscription. The company allows you to try out their products before they charge you the retail value of the product.
Okay. Whatever ad that I looked at, it did not say 14-day trial. It didn't say any of that.
Okay. So on the 15th day is when they charge you for the actual product. It looks as if that charge was declined.
Yep, I need to cancel that trial before they try to charge it again.
Okay, now with a declined transaction, with the balance being unpaid, it will go to collections. To avoid that, the company will offer you an 80% discount, and you'll only be billed $17.99. Are you able to take care of that tonight so that we can cancel
no,
the account?
No, I am not.
Okay. Do you?
No, I'm not, know? And I will. I'm telling you, I know it's against the law for them to con people into doing the 14-day trials and not telling them it's a 14-day trial.
That's why they ask you, are you 18 years or older, and do you understand the terms and condition? That's listed on their website, so legally it's not.
No, I got it off of a Facebook page, not a website.
Which leads back to their actual website, ma'am.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, where I signed, I clicked on the first one. It asked me if I wanted the cleanse, and I clicked to look to see what the cleanse was, and it added it on to my thing that I was originally going to purchase, the original bottle. It added it on and checked me out without me confirming anything else.
So how was it able to get your Visa card?
Because it asked for the Visa card before it put the cleanse on there.
And you had to put that information in, right?
I put the Visa, yeah, I put the information in for the first bottle. Then it asked me about the cleanse. And when I clicked on the thing to open it up to see what it was, mm-hmm. it automatically added it and checked me right out.
All right. All right, so you're not able to take care of the declined payment. And you're not
No, I wasn't aware it was a trial
payment.
Either.
Okay.
Where's this company located?
Where's the company located?
Yeah, I need to know what state's Better Business Bureau to call.
Let's see, you placed the order for the Keto Ascend. You paid the shipping and handling. But you're not willing to take care of the unpaid balance. Give me just a moment.
No, and the way that you're describing it is not what happened.
Give me a moment. Let me put this information in the system, ma'am. Thank you for your patience.
Okay, but I'm telling you, what you're reading back to me is not how it happened. You're making it sound like I'm trying to con the company out of something, and I'm the one that got conned.
All right, so what I can do for you right now is go ahead and cancel this account so that you won't receive any other shipments nor charges, okay?
I appreciate
like
that.
I said, not a problem. Was there anything else I can help you with tonight?
If they are going to send it to collections to collect a balance that I was not aware that I was signing up for, I need a written bill sent to me so I can dispute it.
Okay, was there anything else I can help you with tonight, ma'am?
No.
Okay. Thank you for calling customer service. Have a good evening.
Bye.